Is it already Christmas in your home? Do you have your tree up and halls decked with holly? We love real Christmas trees and get one every year. So ours was put up right after Thanksgiving. We can't do much earlier than that for a real tree, but I know many of you started decorating for Christmas long before now. Seriously, I know some of you had your Christmas trees up in October. Friends on social media began posting photos of their homes fully decorated for Christmas. Trees lit up and stockings hung. One of my dear friends said Christmas joy came early this year because 2020. And who doesn't need to focus on the hope of the world right now? Husbands were asking their wives, why are we putting this all up so soon? One friend replied, well, it's 2020 and I need as much happiness as I can get. So Christmas it is in early November. No matter when you choose to decorate, it's finally December. We made it, and the countdown to Christmas is officially on. Hallmark Christmas movie marathons are underway, chocolate advent calendars are being daily ripped open with joy, and Christmas music is filling the airwaves. We need a little Christmas, don't we? We need the hope Jesus brings to our darkness, our hurts and pain. We need the reminder of God's everlasting, never-ending love for us. You know, that's why the evergreen fir tree has traditionally been used to celebrate winter festivals, pagan and Christian, for thousands of years. Some used evergreen branches as a sign of life and spring to come, while Christians used evergreens as a sign of everlasting life with God. We want things to last forever, but not much does. We dream of happily ever after when half of marriages end in divorce. I'm sure you've heard someone say they just don't make them like they used to. These days, if any appliance or vehicle or really anything lasts longer than we expected, we're overjoyed. It's a win. The reality is things wear out. That's why in Matthew 6:19, Jesus tells us not to store up our treasures on this earth. They will all simply fade away. In Ecclesiastes 3, we're reminded there is a season for everything. Seasons aren't everlasting. Still, we gather around our evergreens, putting our hope in something greater. The lights on our tree remind us of the light of the world who came as a baby to offer an everlasting gift. We put our faith and trust in one who is everlasting. Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. We all want Christmas to come early this year. I think because we are tired and weary. Maybe something or someone our heart had hoped would last forever is no longer. Put your hope in an everlasting God. He is the beginning and the end. He has been and always will be. His love for you is everlasting, Jeremiah 31:3. His promise to us is eternal life, 1 John 2:25. The Lord is our everlasting rock, Isaiah 26:4. He is the living God and the everlasting King, Jeremiah 10:10. The Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, Psalm 105. And if you believe in this eternal God who loves you with a never-ending love, you will have everlasting life. That's the truth. It's the only thing in this life we can put our hope and trust in that truly lasts forever. So if you have your evergreen already decorated, or whenever you do get it put up in your home, as you gather around it as a family, as you watch it light up the darkness, I pray it's more than just tinsel and decorations. I pray you know and believe you are loved with an everlasting love. It's the only thing you can trust to never fade away. I'm Lori Klein.